say good morning to everyone. Thank you also the interpreters. They're also there, so we have the languages available. Very good morning for the 91st GPE session, which will be special for me because you have seen my email that this will be my last GPE session as chair. This is special one. So normally I have some introduction of some basic future elements, what we have to do, but I will say that there is still a lot to do. And it's a little bit strange to say goodbye in a time where everyone is really on the move. Also special, this GPE session, that we have now the meeting in October, which is normally also not the case. So we had a meeting in January, and we had workshops in May, what was a GPE workshop. And now we have the first meeting in October. On circumstances, by shifting with the other GRs, we have to, I explained that last time, we have to move to another shift. And then also next year, the meeting will then not be in January, where we normally have the meetings, but now shift also to March, at the end of March, at the, I think the 25th, if I'm correct, starting, so after the WP29 session. So we had a little bit another shifting of adopting documents and bring to for vote to WP29, AC1, or the 97 agreement, of course, AC3 in Geneva. So there's another shift of adoption of documents. Even though if there is a need to have a, when we have a mandate to adopt a document in June, what was in sometimes in the terms of reference, we can also have a kind of an informal, but a GP session to make that happen if there is a request and a need to do so. So once again, thank you all to be here. I see there's a full people, a lot of people here now in this room. And we have also, normally, I have to also to say, we have normally GP session in conjunction with some informal working groups meetings. Now we have not, now we have workshops. And we start now on Monday. That's also strange. Normally we start on Wednesday when we have the informal working groups meetings. This is not that this way of working is that we do that for the future. This is only now temporary, this kind of schedule. And the way that we now have workshops is more to tackle new topics which need some more to explore, to be a little bit free, to let other people come in, to see what could be on our GPE agenda for the future, and then a workshop is then the best way to do this. We have two informal working groups in conjunction with the GPE. That was on Friday, the VAQ, and on coming Friday, we have also the informal working group on automation of life cycle assessment, the LCA group. So there are still two informal groups meeting in conjunction. So thank for that. So we have a full agenda, and we have a running order. The running order is the document GPE 9103, with some requests to change some topics in the running order. So you maybe have seen that. So this is what we try to follow, as well as the agenda, and I will give that then after that the floor to François to inform us about the new update. So we have a revision one of the annotated agenda with some new documents which we received, yes, maybe just this morning, some documents. So maybe you have not seen them, but maybe you have to reload and see the new revision one of the agenda of the document that's 9101. So before we will adopt the agenda, I will give the floor to François to brief us about the later stage with all the informals, so that you are aware of how to follow this GP session these 3 days. So give the floor to François.